Sunday, July 12th, in shorts and an open-top car. Lyndon and I and Jesse and the Califanos and Vicky started driving around and wound up in Johnson City. A bit to my discomfiture, because the house was open to the public and we did want it to show to the Califanos. And though I don't mind my picture being taken by dozens of John Citizen and family on their vacation in shorts, I do dislike to appear in shorts on the page of a newspaper. Lyndon had stopped at the bank to talk business with A.W. I drove the Califanos on up, stopped at the back door, and slipped in past many who did not recognize me. I was another Mrs. John Citizen on a tour. Once in, I introduced them to our Johnson City hostesses and said be sure and show them everything, and vanished into Jessie Hunter's back room, where, lying on her bed with a cup of coffee, I had a chance to read, for the first time, the remarkable pictorial account of the inauguration, which the inaugural committee has gotten out. But when the call came that Lyndon was approaching, and we started out the door, it only appeared that every last one of the tourists, having heard of my presence, gone back to their cars for their cameras, lined up by the fence, and there they were waiting for me. Nothing to do but smile bravely and wave at everybody and say, I hope you're having a good vacation trip. One person said, you made our vacation. I murmured to a man snapping me, you can see I didn't expect to get my picture made when I left the house this morning. He said, we like you this way, Lady Bird. Feeling silly myself, but happy. If it had added any spice to their vacation, I slipped into the back seat of the car, and away we went to the Scharnhorst, for the Califanos were as delighted with the stagecoach road as we wanted them to be. Back at home, we all went swimming. The lake has outdistanced our own lovely pool as a center for recreation this summer, and wanting everything to have its time and place, I was glad to get some sun and exercise in our own backyard. I had 30 laps for exercise. Then, everybody having drifted away, I had a quiet talk with Lyndon about Jack Valenti's leaving. That will be a blow. Such a balm, a solace to Lyndon, and quick on all jobs. And Dick Goodwin does a skillful job of writing that I see no replacement for right now. I wish they were both staying. Dick Goodwin wants to leave to teach. After lunch, Lyndon took a nap, and then, with the impending departure to Washington hanging over him, he rode around with Don Thomas and Jesse. I had planned for Cactus and Jewel, the Jack Baldessons, to arrive about 6:30. Together with Liz and Jesse and I, we would discuss the possibility of a documentary on TV for Austin this fall on beautification. They came just in time to get to say hello and goodbye to Lyndon in his city clothes. I almost look upon them as fighting uniform these days, and it's a little sad to say goodbye to him, heading back to the city of troubles. I finally, after 30 years, come to the conclusion that he can retire when this job is over. But he leaves bravely, and we settle comfortably around the pool or drink while I outline the familiar beloved story, The Beauties of Austin, together with its problems and its potential and the changes, and reviewed some of the things that were in the air and a little of the conference on natural beauty. The twilight was too enticing. We all got in an open car and rode around over the ranch. Cactus is good company. It's been such a long time since I've seen him. I miss KTBC and the people who make it up. Nancy Hanchman, on a panel at the Natural Conference on Beauty, had suggested that local TV stations do a documentary on their own hometown. And I, who no longer have any real authority over KTBC, thought I could at least suggest it. Goodness knows we get a mail full of desks suggesting all sorts of programs, and the place to begin any good work is right at your own front door. I realize it's walking a bit of a tightrope among civic groups, among customers, and on controversial issues such as zoning. But Austin is such a precious place, a city that one can fall in love with. And I want to plant my few seed to help preserve what's good and make it better. Liz was, as usual, the roundup girl, the one who wrapped it up, tried to lay it out and get everybody started. She and Lyndon had been so funny at lunch. She'd gone in over the weekend for a family reunion. And Lyndon, who always believes that newspaper people are really headed for the Headliners Club, and not to see their dear old aunt, tried to make her admit she had been to the Headliners Club, which she readily did, after spending a happy Sunday with five or six brothers and sisters and their progeny, some 31 assorted Sutherlands. She left to go to the Headliners Club, and there had met a weary, bedraggled, sunburned, frustrated press, who trailed in one by one from a Sunday afternoon of president hunting up and down the river, wondering why on earth they couldn't find us, and a little irked we hadn't gone near the river on Sunday. We had a candlelit dinner out by the pool, the waning moon rising, did as much as we could to push the documentary at this date, and then got an early night's sleep for my second week at home.